12 million French students went back to school today, and as they did, a law went into effect that bans the wearing of religious symbols, such as Muslim headscarves. Some Islamic organizations had called on girls to flout the law, but the kidnapping of two French journalists in Iraq by militants demanding the law be revoked has tempered Muslim opposition, and today most girls obey the law. From Paris, Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Like all public schools across France, today is the first day back to classes for high school students at the Paul-Éluard Lycée in the heavily Muslim-populated neighborhood of Saint-Denis in Paris's northern suburbs. For 17-year-old Abir Meskin, the headscarf law won't change anything because she's been removing her headscarf in school for the last 3 years at the demand of the administration. But it's too bad, she says, because for me, the principle of secularism is to respect all religions, not to try to deny their existence. So I take my veil off because I want an education, but it pains me to do so. But now Meskin says things have changed. She says she doesn't want the government to rescind the law because of the hostage taker's demands.
On peut pas obliger un pays d'enlever une loi.
You can't make a country take away a law by taking people hostage, she says. Even if France did annul the law now, it would be because of blackmail, so it wouldn't count, and I would continue to take off my headscarf in school. French Muslim leaders have stood squarely behind the French government in calling for the hostages' release, and yesterday a delegation of Muslims flew to Baghdad to help in negotiations. Muslims have also made their voices heard in solidarity demonstrations that have taken place in Paris and other French cities throughout the week. Many Muslims say they have the most to lose if the hostages are not freed and resent foreign intervention in their name in French internal affairs. Abderrahman Deman is president of the Democratic Council of French Muslims.
We are not outlaws, and we will adhere to this law. Muslims in this country are happy to live in a place where we can express ourselves. The journalists are victims of hate and terrorism, and we are in total solidarity with them.
Though the law is framed so that no religion is singled out, Jewish yarmulkes and large Christian crosses are also banned, no one disputes that the main target is the headscarf, worn by an increasing number of Muslim girls. With Europe's largest Muslim population, there is also concern about the rise of fundamentalism in France. Education authorities in areas of high Arab concentration, such as the northern suburbs of Paris, were on alert today in case of trouble, and teams of mediators were on standby. For Education Minister François Fillon, there was no question of even delaying the implementation of the law in light of the hostage crisis.
The objective of the law is not to exclude, but to show that to live together, if liberties are to be protected, this separation of religion and the state must be respected.
For those who feared the headscarf ban would polarize French society by focusing on Muslims, the actions of the hostage takers in Iraq have had the strange effect of uniting the country behind a law that was set to divide it. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.